Let's talk about what's at stake here. I mean, what's your next presentation really worth to you? What's so great about becoming an effective presenter? Well, I suggest that there are three main motivations that push people out of their comfort zones and in front of the audience to present. The first motivation, career drivers. For many of us, it's just part of the job. It's what's required of us to be successful in our careers. But it also comes with some tangible and highly lucrative rewards, such as recognition, promotion, money, growth. That's what's in it for us. The second motivation is business drivers. Why are effective presentation skills really such a business issue and opportunity? Well, again, it's about growth, sales, opportunity, results. But it's also about time and money. Wall Street Journal recently ran an article that estimated over 30 million PowerPoint presentations are given each day around the world. Bad PowerPoint presentations are costing U.S. companies a whopping $252 million a day in wasted time. That's right, $252 million a day in wasted time. Your time in preparing and giving the presentation, and your audience's time in listening to it. So effective presentation skills and training may very well be one of the best cost-saving strategies that your company can employ. Why? Because it means saving time and saving money and getting results. It converts all that activity and energy and opportunity and refocuses it to create your desired outcome. Effective presentations can result in landing new clients, successfully negotiating deals, moving employees and clients and customers to action, the action that you desire them to take. Effective presentations can do all that. That's what's in it for your company. Now, the third motivation is very personal. Let's call them personal drivers. Let's start with personal influence. You have the ability to influence other people's thinking and change their behavior. That is significant result and influence. As a presenter, you must always remember that you don't just stand up there for the sake of talking. You want results. You want to influence people and outcomes. You don't stand up there to get applause. We stand up here for results. So don't ever be fooled or seduced by applause. It's really results and influence that are far, far more rewarding and more significant to you. And the second of the personal drivers is personal satisfaction. When you become an effective presenter, it just feels good. When you have all the confidence, energy, and excitement when you're presenting, that's just a tremendous internal feeling. It's much better than feeling the sweaty palms or the fast-beating heart, or you'd think you're going to pass out, or heck, you'd rather die than get up there and give the presentation. And a lot of people feel that way. I mean, wouldn't it be better to feel really good about your ability to present and connect with your audience? And what if you really actually liked doing it? Well, working on minimizing the influence of your internal critic, changing your beliefs, and managing your anxiety can help you get to that state of really loving giving presentations. And we'll be working on that later in the program.